Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, what is up, 803? It is the Boomer and Geo program coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio, 888-808-1019. The guys are off. Myself, Danny Wexelman with you until 10 a.m. We have been, we started with the Mets and the Yankees, mostly Mets, though, and then kind of got into some oddities throughout the course. Before we move on to the Knicks real quick, Ryan Hurley sent me a picture, a video of a Japanese ball player that not only made a unbelievable catch in left field, but his heel, like his feet are on the top railing of the fence to take a home run away. It's just bizarre.
Next pretty level.
Unbelievable, these athletes. Anyhow, so a lot of baseball the first couple of hours, as you can imagine. But just a couple of minutes on this Knick thing, and then we'll move on. And I know, you know, you can talk about the Knicks at nauseam. It's, you know, they've been done for a couple of weeks now, and Tibbs was fired, you know, last week. And, you know, where's the story progressing to? Well, the story progressing yesterday was, we've heard all these rumors about Jason Kidd and, you know, Ime Udoka maybe in Houston. And my first thought was, if this is the plan, they had no plan. Because clearly you're going after coaches that are under contract. But more than that, coaches under contract that are succeeding. Like Jason Kidd has done well in Dallas. And I think assuming they draft Cooper Flagg, which I can't imagine they won't, and assuming Anthony Davis is healthy next year and Kyrie Irving comes back, and like that's a really good team all of a sudden with the addition of Flagg. I'm thinking, why would Jason Kidd want to leave, even if there is quote-unquote mutual interest? But more than that, why would the Mavericks just be like, yeah, go ahead. What, for a first-round draft pick that could be late? I don't know. I don't understand it, and I am baffled by the way that this team is actually handling, or any team in this situation would handle it this way. That makes sense.
I have three thoughts that I feel like piggyback off what you're saying. Number one is that if you're the Mavs and you don't lock this guy up for a long-term extension, keep him there, help develop Cooper Flagg, then you're making a colossal mistake, right? You're already gaining the trust of your fan base, of the guys who are already on that team, and then you're going to add the number one overall pick, probably, right? And you're going to lose Jason Kidd to a team that could go win it all next year. Like, why would you do that? Number two, I think you got to be careful when you don't have a plan in place. Everything goes off the rails really quickly and you lose all the momentum. You were talking about the momentum of the fans in the streets. Like, this city was like I've never seen before, like I've ever seen in any sports town before. And it wasn't even the finals, right? Yeah. This was leading up to it in the postseason. And you got to be careful if you don't have a plan in place, because you're going to lose a lot of trust. You're going to lose the trust of your players and you're going to lose the trust of your fans. And everything that Tibbs worked to build, by the way, a team that hadn't been to the Eastern Conference Finals in a very long time. He comes in during the pandemic, builds this team back up, and then you let him go. And then number three is that, you know, the connections with Kidd and Giannis and Kidd and New York, when you build a team full of big superstars with big egos, it doesn't always work. It doesn't usually work. It's really rare in any sport, right? But especially in basketball, the level of play right now, like to me, what I watch on the court is a bad product, right? It's been a bad product during the regular season. Everyone loves the postseason, but the regular season is not a good product. And then you're going to put egos on the court, and you're going to mess up the flow and mess up everything that's been built here because you want to win. I get it. Like, I grew up in St. Louis, so I can only understand to an extent. I didn't have an NBA team, right? But when you only care about the ego and the having a couple of guys who can work the floor for you, I feel like that's a massive mistake. And what the Knicks have built, having versatile guys, you could get more out of Bridges, right? Like, there's more to get out of him. But when you bring in those big names and those big guys, I just feel like you've completely ruined a good thing.
Well, you're changing what you built, because this team was likable. This team had cohesion. I think to some degree, even this season was that. I think when you make a trade like they did for Karl-Anthony Towns so late in the process before the regular season began and in training camp, I thought that kind of threw a monkey wrench into Tibbs' plans and what the organization was. That having been said, I can go back to stretches in the regular season where this team was putting up 130 points a game, and it was working, and it looked great.
Special. That's different. That's rare in the league, and you have this chemistry and this gel. And I get it. If the players felt like their minutes were too much or they didn't like the way that Tibbs was running things, that's a different story. But to me, like, what they had is very unique in the NBA. You're seeing it with the younger teams, too, with the Pacers and the way they play. That's the way to do it. So when you bring in a new face, which is what they're going to do because they fired Tibbs, like, you have to have a plan in place. Right. Otherwise, you're blowing it all up. You're just blowing up all that hard work.
You're starting over because you're going to have the new voice. And I'm not saying by any stretch, if they do end up with a Jason Kidd or a Mike Budenholzer, I'm not saying it won't work and that they won't be.
Totally.
They won't take that next step. Of course they could. I mean, they got really good players. I still think Jalen Brunson is one of the best things New York has seen in a really long time. So that's all fine. And the personnel will be good. But then you mentioned Giannis, and I was going to go there too. Like, explain to me how they're getting Giannis. Like, I would think if I'm the Bucks, that to give away Giannis, I want draft picks or I want really young players, because the only reason you give up Giannis is because you kind of feel like, all right, we won a title. This has kind of run its course. We need to start over. Trading, and I'm seeing all different things. I'm seeing everything from trade Mikal Bridges to Milwaukee to trade Karl-Anthony Towns to Milwaukee to, we're going to. To me, none of it works. You go into these trade things, like, you got to match the money. There's got to be some semblance of draft picks. So, oh, that's right. The Knicks gave up a million of them to get Mikal Bridges.
They already emptied the tank to do that.
So, like, a lot of it doesn't. I know where there's a will, there's a way in a lot of cases, but I don't see the math adding up here to where you get Giannis and Jason Kidd, because to get Kidd, you also have to give up compensation. There's too many moving parts, and this is where I come back to. You made this this decision to fire Tibbs. Why? Because Mikal Bridges was upset with his minutes? Like, is that really a reason? As opposed to being in the conference finals for the first time in 25 years and winning numerous series in a 4-year playoff run that we haven't seen in almost, it's just, I don't know. It's asinine to me, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I feel like you're underestimating, like, they underestimated what Tibbs did and how good he was at what he did in managing his players and managing the game. And you talked about the numbers that they put up during the regular season. Like, that's not an accident. That wasn't a fluke or a coincidence. Like, that's how they played the game. And when you have a style like the Knicks do, and you have so many role players, and you have guys who can do different things, and that's also because Tibbs knows how to put that lineup together, right? He knows how to get the most out of his guys. And now you're saying, you know what? We didn't like what we heard in maybe some of those exit meetings or what guys were saying. If that's the case, then fine. Bring in a new face and a new voice. But you are completely underestimating what that man did for this team and the players on that court.
I agree. And I think, too, any exit meeting, if you don't win the championship, someone's not going to be happy. I mean, you're not going to have 100% of the people just, giving bouquets and hugs out because you didn't win. So ultimately, and you're going to have people that wanted to play more that didn't, someone's not going to be happy. One other thing, because this has also been something that I have seen when you talk about, because people have said to me, yeah, but, the regular season's not the postseason. Things get a little tougher. Things get chippier. And Karl-Anthony Towns, and I hate using this phrase, but it's out there, isn't tough enough to play in the postseason. Well, then is that the coach's fault or is that the guy who brought him in? Is it his fault? Because you're the one that put this together. Like, the idea that Leon Rose, I was going to say Hess. Jesus, that's in my head now. The idea that Leon Rose kind of skates free in this whole thing, to me, is criminal if you're on Tibbs' side of the ledger, because he worked with what you gave him. Like, he has a you know, another story I read 2 or 3 days ago was that Tibbs was too hard on his guys in practice in Chicago and Minnesota and really needed to kind of change. And he came here and he's changed. Now he changed too much. Like, what do you want from the guy?
Well, it's chicken and egg, right? Because you can say, oh, well, the players didn't like this and they weren't playing this way and they weren't tough enough. And then Tibbs was too much and Tibbs didn't do this, right? You can look on either side, and often it is, right? It's the manager, it's the head coach. That's the guy who gets let go, even if it's the play on the court. It is that guy who has to go, because that's the only way to make the change. And that's not true. The grass is green where you water it, my friends. And the Knicks making this change, be careful what you wish for, because now you're going to bring somebody in who hasn't been with this team for the last 5 years, hasn't been building towards these moments. And I get it. New York is big city, bright lights, sexy pick, big name. I get it. Like, that's what people want. That's what the fans want. That's what the front office might want. But that doesn't mean that's the best decision for the guys on the court. And sometimes having that even keel dude who knows how to win and get the most out of his guys is the best person for the job. And this, to me, feels like a roller coaster that Knicks fans want to get off of right now.
And you know what's amazing? CBS Sports Network has up the list of coaches for the, you know, for the last 40 years, whatever, 35 years. You know what you had? You had stability. You had consistency.
Great
point.
You
knew who was running the show for this team. And oh, by the way, you know, I don't feel like we make enough of the comments from Jalen Brunson when he was asked, not just the one time after they lost, about is he the numerous times throughout the course of the last few months where he was asked if Tibbs is the right guy for the job. And if you watch these press conferences, it's not just the audio. Go watch it. You will see the look on his face where he almost looks angry that you're asking it. And you've got a guy who has become your franchise player.
You wanted to play for Tibbs, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you just went, and whether it was the owner or I don't know who it was, but whoever makes that decision, that's like, that would be like, and I don't know if this was the case back in the day, but it would be like, you know, you got Michael Jordan, you got LeBron James, and you make a coaching decision and you don't, and I'm not saying the players run it. I get that. You got to make decisions. But it's as if you don't even give a crap what their opinion is of the guy that's in charge while you're succeeding. Like, let's be clear. This team succeeded this year. I know they didn't win a championship. I know they didn't beat the Pacers. But they took another step forward from last year, all in this process, while building something that seemed that was headed in the right direction, that was shutting down 7th Avenue 4 weeks ago. And now it feels like the air is out of the balloon. And it feels like, outside looking in, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, you don't see the worth that you have right now, and you feel like you need to go make a big change because you didn't go win at all. That knee-jerk reaction never leads to success. It truly doesn't. And don't be surprised if a step is taken back next year, if they don't get this together quickly and put the right person in place. Because it's all about respect, right? Do you respect that person? You don't have to like them, right? We hear this all the time in business, in work, in every scenario in life. You don't have to like the person sitting next to you. You have to respect them and be able to work with them. And to me, maybe there was some animosity with Bridges and time played and things of that nature. Or if Towns wasn't listening or doing what they were hoping he would do defensively and maybe wasn't taking that seriously, but they respect the guy in charge. Not everyone is going to have what Tibbs had. And to me, this is just a mess. And that's not what the Knicks need after taking this giant step forward. 25 years since they made it to a finals. Like, this is messy.
Yeah. And what you hit on, too, is interesting. So you bring in a new coach. So is it NBA finals or bust? Like, because that's the bar you set now.
It should be now, and that's, yeah. And
right, so are we going to become the Phoenix Suns where we get a new, where they get a new coach every year? Because that's what the Suns have done the last
few
years.
Which is really sad, because that's not a winning formula. Like, that will not lead to any success. It's almost impossible as an athlete to year after year have to work with a new leader, new style, new voice. That's a whole new staff, right? That's not just the head coach. That's assistant coaches. That's training staff. That's cleaning the whole house there, right? It's a whole new group of people. Instability does not lead to success.
And let me ask you, is Rick Brunson fired when the new coach comes in? And is Jalen Brunson pissed off then?
Ooh, maybe.
I mean, but these are the things that has, you know, again, you went from, I don't want to call them the model franchise, but for the last 5 years, they did it the right way. and they really could, you could conceivably see them taking another step like they did this year. Why not next year? And I know the Easter's good. The Eastern Conference is fantastic, and it's going to be even better next year. But I really do believe that they were headed in the right direction. You had what I believe was going to be another 3-4-5 year window where they could win, where you were going to have consistency, you were going to have winning, you were going to have excitement at the Garden, and maybe you run into a championship. Maybe you don't. It's been 25 years since the conference finals. I know he's got shortcomings. I understand. Every coach does. Every coach does. This was working, in my opinion, and I feel like the...
It's like they're on a dating app, and they're swiping, right? We were just talking about that. They're just swiping. They're like, well, let's go to the next one, because the next one is prettier and hotter and better. Oh, but I bet there's a prettier, hotter, better one if I just keep swiping. And then it's endless swiping, and you never get anywhere. It's a bad look.
I agree. One quick one before the break. Sal and Lacey, what's up, Sal?
Hey, good morning. What Thanks up? For taking a call.
Sure.
I agree with you. And I disagree with you. I agree that Tibbs did a great job. I think Tibbs did a great job bringing stability to the program. I think he did a couple of really good things. I mean, like you just said, he got us to the conference finals for the first time in a very long time. But however, I truly feel that he took this team as far as he could. And I think I don't think they lost their love for him, but I think that the players started to say, hey, is this all we are? Is this as far as we can get?
But Sal, let me ask you this, because I feel like all we do is, you know, we give these players all the credit in the world and the coach gets all the blame when it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Was Tom Thibodeau the one in that first game against the Pacers that missed multiple free throws in the final minute and choked down the stretch?
No, absolutely
was Tom
not. Thibodeau, you're 100% right.
And you want to say that maybe he should have directed Jalen Brunson, you know, to curl it back to the outside and take more time off the clock. Fact of the matter is he saw a wide open OG Anunoby for an easy dunk, and he takes his eye off the ball, it goes through his hands. Is that Tibbs' fault? Is when Mikal Bridges has the ball go off his face out of bounds a couple of... I'm just saying, like, I hear this narrative that he can't get them to where they... How about they get to... He's put them in position.
You're so right.
Sal, I appreciate that. You know what?
Wow.
I win. I don't win often. I feel like we just don't give the players enough blame when we give them all the credit.
Can I give a quick comp really quick? Okay, so a couple of things happened in Major League Baseball this year, right? The Rockies fired their manager, Bud Black. Mm-hmm. The Pirates fired their manager, Derek Shelton. And the Texas Rangers fired their offensive coordinator, which is what they called him, Donnie Ecker. And they brought in Brett Boone to be the new hitting coach, okay? So all those teams did that. All of those teams could have done that in the offseason. They didn't do anything to make their team better. And the Rockies now, I think they're still at 12 wins. I haven't checked. Okay, still at 12 wins. The Pirates are wasting Paul Skeens' best years. And the Rangers are underperforming because they're underperforming, not because their hitting coach, who, by the way, helped them get to the World Series and win the World Series, got let go. And so now all those guys are let go. And you're like, oh, but now the team's going to be better. And this is the change we needed. And this is going to be the jolt that's going to make the difference. And it's not. But that's the thing, is that it's always the head. The head is the one that has to go, right? And that doesn't mean that change is going to be made. The guys on the court have to decide that what this guy is doing is in our best interest. And what we have is a really good thing. It's really rare in the NBA to have what we have and like each other. At least it appears that way, right? I'm not in that locker room. I'm not on those courts. I'm not working in the NBA right now. But what it appears to be is a really special situation. And that now they've decided, well, he didn't get us to the finals. He didn't get us to win the whole dang thing. So it's his fault. And we're going to bring someone else in. And that, to me, could be the demise of what they've built.
Very quickly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, lovely Tuesday for you. Built Ford Tough Studio. It is Danny and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. They will be back tomorrow, 888-808-1019 is the number to get in, but for next segment, not this one, because this time around, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Lopresti. What's up, CeeLo?
Great day for golf, huh, Jer?
It's not raining. It's fine. I don't think it's raining. We have no windows.
Karen Stewart earlier referred to it as the soup out there.
Oh, so. Yeah. Ooh. Probably nasty, but it ain't raining. They're fine.
Are you in Colts Neck? You know it's not raining there?
No. I'm sitting here. I have no idea.
Very well, could be.
It could be.
Well, I'll tell you this. A year ago today,
June 10th, 2024. Yeah. Hold on. So in what realm are we talking?
Just a sort of a compare and contrast on one of the baseball teams in
all
this.
Right. I'm going to say the Mets were still vomiting all over themselves. Yeah. And right now they're 4 games in front.
They were 28-36 coming back from London and a 2-game split with the Phillies.
Yeah, that's right.
Quite a bit has changed since then. So yes, 42-24. Currently the best record or at least winning percentage in the National League. Mm. And a 4-game lead over the Phillies, as you mentioned, atop the
NL East. Who's better, the Cubs? In terms of the
Cubs,
National League,
yeah, I believe it's the
wouldn't
Cubs.
Be the Dodgers. I don't think.
No, I think it's just the Cubs, and I think there's only
what Detroit.
No, not the Cubs. I said top in the National League.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mets have a 636.
They have the best record
winning
in the National League.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, and the Cubs are 606.
Yeah. Got it.
Two more losses for Chicago.
Okay.
In the American League, it's the Tigers.
Detroit.
So there you go.
Let's
They're
go.
In good shape. And they welcome in the Nationals to Citi Field for the first of three this evening. Griffin Canning opposed by Mackenzie Gore. First pitch 7:10 on Odyssey Mets Radio. Now, Pete Alonso is obviously in the midst of this MVP caliber first half and also closing in on Darryl Strawberry's career franchise record for home runs. Jeff McNeil asked about that last night as he hosted a poker event at Citi Field on the off day, which Alonso was in attendance for, there to support his teammate. Here was McNeil.
Can't wait to see him, on top. I hope it comes soon. I'm not sure how many he is away, but
nine.
How many am I away?
More than nine.
Okay.
More than nine.
Maybe one day. So it's fun to watch, and I feel like he's putting on a show every time he's at the ballpark.
It feels that way.
You know what's amazing about that list? You got Strawberry, Alonzo, Wright, Piazza, and Howard Johnson.
Hojo
back in the 80s. We loved him. I mean, part of the he played softball with us once and could not hit the ball.
Doesn't shock me.
Softball's tough. That's slow
come
pitch.
On.
Dude, if you're not...
Oh, yeah.
No,
it's
soft.
Tough.
I wasn't fast pitch.
Slow pitch?
No, slow pitch, if you're a baseball player, can totally mess you up.
Yeah.
With Chris. Like, when I say he couldn't hit the... Guys, if I'm exaggerating, tell me. when I say couldn't hit the ball, I mean, like, it got to a point where it was like, all right, like, you're out.
Was he swinging out, like, swinging out of his shoes, probably?
Am I telling this wrong?
I think he had, like, a hip injury or something, though.
I don't remember. He was on the IL.
I vaguely remember him.
That I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, oh, Joe, come on. Like, this isn't you, clearly.
Let's just put it in play.
Oh, my gosh. I felt so bad for him.
Was Boomer all over him?
At that point, I'd be honest with you, I don't remember.
You got to respect the slow pitch players, you know? It's tough.
I'm not asking him to hit home run.
Yeah.
Just put, like, hit the ball.
Like, it's tough. You got to time it up. It's not easy.
Okay. Come on.
As I hated playing.
I did too. I don't like it either. I don't like
the modified
fast. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the fast pitch, though.
It's a big ball.
Was it Jenny? Yes, it is. Was it Jenny Finch that did, was it struck out Barry Bonds? Was it Bonds?
Yeah. Jenny Finch has struck out everybody.
Right.
I think Pujols as well.
Okay. Yeah. I remember for some reason the Bonds one sticks out. Yeah.
But that was fast pitch.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Was it 45 feet too, right? So that's almost like, you know, throwing 100 miles an hour.
It is. The equivalent is 100 in the big leagues.
With some ridiculous movement on that ball as well. So in any event, Alonso is not golfing slow pitch fastballs into the seats.
So on their one night off, they were all at a poker game for charity.
Poker event,
at Citi Field.
So all good. And I don't know about all of
them. These guys don't like to rest.
Maybe not all of them, but there was a decent collection of guys. I saw at least one photo where Alonso was there. That's why I mentioned he was in attendance. I'm not sure about who was or who wasn't, but in any event, it was at like 8 o'clock. I don't think it was a crazy late night.
Oh, no,
night,
I don't mean that.
So they're all good to go.
You got to remember, I'm staring into that room all morning. And all I can do is bring it back to us. You know, hey, Al, we have a charity event on Saturday night. Are you interested?
Yeah, I'd be like, we play 162 games. Give me a night.
I'm out.
Right. But if he wants to do a charity event outside off season, you got to pick an off day.
It's really nice that he's doing that too, but you're right.
Absolutely.
It's an off day.
As for the Yankees, they hit the road for the next six off their series loss to the Red Sox tonight, 1-3 with the Royals in Kansas City. You got Max Fried opposed by 25-year-old rookie left-hander Noah Cameron, who's off to a great start through five big league starts. You get pregame coverage on the Fan and the Free Odyssey app beginning at 7 o'clock. One more version for you on this ridiculous Denzel Clark catch from last night in Anaheim.
Yes.
The A's did lose to the Angels 7-4, but in the bottom of the first, Clark stole the show, drawing this reaction from Wayne Randazzo on the Angels TV broadcast.
Nolan Schanuel with a fly ball left center field. Denzel Clark racing back. He's all the way back. He's at the wall. He climbs it. He caught it. I can't believe it. Denzel Clark with a sensational catch.
That's an all-time.
And that's what we've been saying this morning. Maybe one of the better catches you'll ever see.
I would agree.
He's 3 weeks into his major league career, and he has already three highlight reel catches.
Not bad.
So, well on his way to stealing the show for any sort of end-of-year awards they might do, or top 10 lists or whatever as far as defensive plays
And Wayne
go.
Does that's TV, right?
Yeah, Angels TV. Yep. So that was the visiting, or not the visiting, the opposing broadcast last night. But
very good call.
He does national stuff as well, as we know. Speaking of awards.
When we were doing the, when he was on radio with the Mets, and Eddie used to play the music underneath him. He did a game, maybe Big Ten Network, I forget. So it was at Rutgers. I went over, introduced myself, and have his laugh. He wasn't having it.
He didn't like it?
He was not
a fan. Okay. No. Not interested or not a fan?
Either.
Okay.
It didn't seem like. It was very cold.
I can understand.
That's
unfortunate. Yes. Professional broadcaster.
I was fine. I didn't do anything wrong. But I thought, funny. No, not funny.
Yeah.
Not so much. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, they used to play like, you know, 1940s. Was it 40s, Eddie? Am I right?
Lynn Miller in the mood. 30s. Yeah.
30s, okay.
Oh, 30s.
Because on radio at the
time,
he
had that sound.
It sounded like an old school, like pre-World War II.
You can still be nice to people.
I'm not saying he wasn't nice. Yeah. I'm saying I don't think he found what we did cute. Right.
Oh. Well.
There's a little bit
little
of a
sense difference. Of humor?
Well,
no?
Maybe.
Yeah.
He was trying to take the next step, and he sure has.
Yes, he has.
Tell me if you agree when you listen to Keith Radnow. Sometimes when I hear that, I feel like the same thing could apply.
Sometimes. Yes, I do agree. He does get to that level in his tone where he does have that little bit of sound.
And they're both excellent broadcasters.
Oh, yeah, very good.
So, speaking of awards, I mentioned the defensive awards for Clark there. Former Mavericks head coach Don Nelson, among other teams as well throughout his career, he received a lifetime coaching award. And with that came a press conference in conjunction with the NBA Finals. And he used that platform to add his name to the ever-growing list of people to rip the Mavericks and Nico Harrison for this season's blockbuster trade heard around the world.
I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luka's shoes, his new shoes from Nike. They're just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, And I want everybody to know that.
There you go. Still bringing the heat at 85 as they're honoring him for his career.
I actually thought he passed. I didn't realize he was still with us. That's cool.
Was. I think it was either from yesterday or I guess.
I think it was 2 days ago,
Sunday,
actually.
Sunday.
Yeah, I think so.
I was sitting. I think Rick Carlisle was there at the dais. Of, I guess maybe pre or post game number two.
I think we're going to find out that both are true, that they really screwed over their fan base by doing this because of the love they had for Luka. But. And again, I know a big part of this is getting the number one pick, which makes no sense, but good for them. The fact that they're going to get flag in.
Yeah.
I actually think they're going to turn out to be a very good team. So
that's why people feel that the lottery is rigged. But
oh, know. No, I know. I
love those conspiracies, by the way.
And you know what? Fan. There are times I believe that too, but then there's just too many years. Like the NBA needs the Knicks to be good, and they didn't do a damn thing to rig the lottery for them for 25 years. Since Patrick, I mean, really, if you're going to be that hard of a conspiracy theorist, you think it would happen more often then.
Okay.
And it is rare when it does happen.
Maybe they feel if they do it every year, it would be too obvious.
That would be true.
They're following the script, okay? Yeah.
Here's Bill Simmons on his latest podcast, throwing this little nugget out there for consumption.
I wouldn't be surprised if KD to the Spurs is done already, and they just haven't announced it. Like, okay. It's basically they've agreed on specifics. And they'll just announce it the week of the draft.
Now, in the next breath...
But he was going to be a Knick.
He was quick to point out that this was just his opinion.
Don't aggregate that. I have no inside info. It just feels... This goes back to the Giannis thing. I think they're just going to trade for KD and it'll cost a lot less. They'll be able to be really competitive and maybe even go a couple rounds in the playoffs. But they're also going to keep the number two pick and do it that way.
So maybe you pair Wembanyama with KD and they pay a little less than trying to go get Giannis. I don't know.
And bring in Dylan Harper with the number two pick.
You could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Bate, if you're Kevin Durant, he's been such a good player. But at the end of the day, you're going to look at, you know, all these different teams. Mm-hmm. Like, just doesn't stay anywhere. And it didn't go great in Phoenix for him.
No, it did not.
You know?
And didn't really go great here in Brooklyn either, as you
know. I don't agree with that. I don't. Because if
you ever need to get
not
under,
to go down
yeah,
there.
This is it.
A little, well, yeah. No, only because I know ultimately it didn't work. They didn't win a championship. Understood. But they were also a toe away from advancing.
And a Kyrie ankle injury. Yeah.
You had a pandemic that blew up the whole thing. Now, I do agree. The whole James Harden thing to me annoyed me. And I called in Evan and Craig the moment they traded for him. I loved the direction they were going in. I hated that part of it.
Yep.
But the Kyrie, Kevin Durant thing was working. The pandemic hit and everything fell apart, and Durant did play really well here. The one thing, if you ask me, that I wish would have happened, I wish Durant would have taken the reins and said, you know what, I like it here, and I'm going to lead this team. Well, you bring pieces around me, don't. But instead, he wanted the, I don't want to say easy way out, but kind of the easy way out.
Yeah.
And wanted to go somewhere else.
That's the knock. Stanley Cup Final, game number three from Sunrise, Florida. It was all Panthers all night long.
Far corner, bumped down by Barkov. We battle for a loose puck. Panthers have it. Ryan Hartley shot. He scores out of the far circle, off the iron and in. Sam Reinhart gets the Panthers up by a pair once again. Exactly 3 minutes into period number two. 3-1 Panthers.
Panthers radio was 4-1 after two on their way to a 6-1 victory to take a 2-1 series lead. Brad Marchand opened the scoring less than a minute into the game. Six different goal scorers for Florida, and then they even handled and won, quite honestly, the fisticuffs when Edmonton tried to goon it up in the blowout a bit about midway through the third period. Home crowd certainly loved that, especially this 9-year-old girl who witnessed it all and spoke to a local news station in the aftermath of a decisive victory for the home team.
Sophia, what is your favorite part of Panthers game?
The fighting.
The fighting. Okay, so now I have to ask you, now that it has become the big story from this game, what did you think about the fighting, especially in that third period?
It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
Well said.
Sophia,
cutting
I love
right through
it.
To the youth of today.
Yeah,
you know?
Girl.
I saw this video. She's adorable. And then the violence that she loved watching last night was hilarious.
That's my favorite part, too.
I mean, listen, you get a 6-goal output for the home team. They're going to win comfortably. And then you get to see these guys just go nuts on each other on the ice. And they're sticking their tongues out.
They're entertainers.
Marchand was biting a glove at one point. I think a Panther stole
an ear.
Stole, right, yeah. Well, he spit on a guy once. So, yeah. You know.
Not great.
He likes to mix it up.
He is, yes. Lastly, since I'm amazingly out of time this hour, good portion of NFL teams holding mandatory minicamp this week. That includes the Jets today through Thursday. Minicamp for the Giants coming up next week. And I thought kind of interesting, the defending champion Eagles are truly putting the mini in minicamp, a single mandatory practice today.
That is it.
And then they break till training camp.
You know what?
And
good
the Lions
them.
have nothing.
They canceled.
Nothing mandatory.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So there you go. They're the only team in the league that has nothing mandatory on their calendar.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, it's fine. I'm not knocking them. Just interesting that they're the one team that decided to go that route.
Sounds good. We'll see you next hour. Coming up, two things that I am surprised was not on the show sheet. How about that? Right up Al's alley, didn't make the show sheet. So we'll get to that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Bill Ford, Tubbs Studio, 10 in front of 9. Danny and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. 888-808-1019 is the number. There were two things that happened yesterday. I was surprised we're not on the show sheet, only from the standpoint of these, I mean, both of these are right up Al's alley. Number one, what
Al's
do you
alley.
Like? So what do you like that happens in a sporting event? You have a little word for it.
Brouhaha.
You love a good brouhaha. Now, what brouhaha that happened, I don't even know what year it was, but years back in the NBA, they even did a documentary about it that you love more than any.
Malice at the Palace.
So how did you not see the DeMarcus Cousins Puerto Rican game in the Puerto Rico League?
Yeah,
he plays
for,
I forget this team, the Mets he's on.
No, I did not see any of this.
So DeMarcus Cousins used to play in the NBA. He is a big bruising player. And this also comes back to a topic that you have discussed numerous times with the NBA, that the fans are too close to the players and on the court. So I don't know all of the details, only what I saw in the video. And clearly there is a fan that's taunting him to where at one point he goes over and shakes his stuff at the guy and puts his hands on him and they separate him. I don't know if he got ejected, whatever happened, but as he's leaving the court, they're throwing beers at him. He's giving guys the finger and then one beer hits him. And he starts to run at the guy. And it is a very near to brouhaha as you can get. And it is, I mean, the scene looks ugly. And if there was ever another example for getting these fans away from the court, it's this one. So I'm surprised by you. Are you watching it now?
No, I was just looking to look at the articles about it for after, yeah.
Yeah, check the video, though. The video is pretty wild. And then the second one that I thought was interesting. So Al and I, for a backstory, Al and I have a bet about Bill Belichick.
Oh,
and that
where is this going?
Well,
I can't wait.
So he is of the mind that Bill Belichick will not coach a game at North Carolina because of all the Jordan Hudson
stuff. I've
heard
that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think he will. Now, we know the buyout has come way down from, I think it was $10 million down to $1 million when we got to June 1st. We had all of the stuff circulating with her and all the nonsense that was going on.
Yeah.
There was an article written yesterday now that they're getting a look at emails that people are very concerned about his ability to coach the team, her being around the team. And one was from someone within the school, I forget who it was, that even for the first time, I will tell you, I was like, uh-oh. It doesn't look great.
See, that one wasn't juicy enough for me to put on the show sheet list.
I thought that was juicier than the other ones.
I feel like Pablo Torre's got to step his game up. He was on a nice little roll there. And then
yeah,
it's
he's
like,
the newsbreaker.
Yeah, he kind of stopped.
It's his thing now.
Yeah.
I mean, thank gosh for him, right? Because what would we have without Pablo Torre? But here's the thing. Here's two things, right? I feel like as the head coach of a program, while you are the voice and you answer to everybody, you also have a million other people who are running this team,
sure.
Right? There are a lot of mm-hmm. people who are in the weeds of this team. And so while he might not coach a game this year.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like there are a million other people who are doing his job. He is the face, right? He's the face of the program. That's one of the most important things that he's doing. His brain and obviously his background and his legacy and what he's done, of course. But, like, let's be real here. He's also a face. And that leads to a lot of things for your program. And that draws people yes. to your program.
But he also has to be more than the, I mean, I think if you're North Carolina and you're giving him the money you're giving him, that is to make them an elite level program,
yeah.
which they really haven't been. And you understand. Why. And he is going to be the one to take him to the next level. But he's got a coach. I really do think a lot of that is, yes, you brought Bill Belichick in, for sure. And he is the face. And I do think the notoriety is a big deal. And I think you get transfers in and players that want to. But you got to go out there and coach them, too. And if people are starting to have concerns about it all, I'm starting to have the concern that all of a sudden the million-dollar buyout isn't that big of a deal.
I think I'm more concerned about him as, like, a person than him as a coach. There's two ways to look at it. You could say this is great for the program and great for the players because they're getting more eyes and there's more attention on them. Or you could say, like, these guys decided to come here and play here. They didn't leave. They didn't transfer. And now all of this mess and TMZ chaos is happening. Yeah. And is anyone checking in on Bill? Like, Bill has no friends who are like, hey, man, like, this is a bad idea. Like, you're Bill Belichick. You're not some Joe Schmo coming in to take over a program that no one's paying attention to. Like, this is the only thing people care about. And you're going to let this woman come in and take over your whole life and everything that has to do with your personal life. And the second chapter of your story is tarnished?
Well, but the question would be how much of it, and that's what we don't know, how much of it has she taken over? That having been said, I'm more worried about him coaching the team.
It's weird that that's even a problem, though. Like, that's unbelievable.
On the surface, it looks like it. We don't know.
That's unbelievable. Even though, that's the thing, though, that even if nothing has happened, that's a story. That's a problem that's a story. Because to your point, he's brought in to bring this team back, right? Make us relevant, please. And the only thing he's done is made them a headline.
Well, he did make them relevant initially. I don't think there's any question sure. about it. You see, even with, like, the with the networks, like, they want North Carolina, and I get that. But you got to go out there, coach the team. You got to win. That's going to be a big deal, too. And you yeah. get the players in, and I think they'll be able to do that. But you mentioned Pablo Torre. The Athletic picked up on this now. So now you've got Pablo, because Pablo Torre is ESPN, correct? Or is he the Athletic?
He's actually, I think, that Dan Lebatard.
Oh, that's right. Now. Okay. So he's separate. Now the Athletic is writing articles and digging deeper into it, which hurts my cause and helps your case because this
bet.
Is exactly what you thought was going to happen throughout the course of the summer.
Yeah, and weird things go on in the summers, Jerry.
So. You're right. When times are slow, people are looking for things.
Too much time deeper. On their hands. That's
yeah.
what's happening.
And when emails start to get, I don't know if they get released, but people start getting a look at these emails and there is serious concern out of, Let's just say they're, whatever program it is, it doesn't be North Carolina. Let's say you've got a face of a franchise or a program, and the people funding it, the big donors, are starting to have an issue with it. Now that becomes problematic for everybody, specifically me. But in this case...
because you're about you to lose the bet. You're going to lose the bet.
I honestly never thought I would. Reading that this morning, I actually kind of changed my opinion. I'm almost... I still think he'll be there, but now at this point... there's a sense in me that, you know what, I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't walk away.
Where's Bill's friends? Somebody find a friend of Bill's and have them call Bill and be like, my guy, what are we doing here?
Well, if Mike Lombardi's not going to do that.
Everyone deserves love. If this is love and it's true love and this is his soulmate and his person, then awesome. I'm so stoked for him. I'm so happy for him. Everyone in life deserves that. That dude has committed his entire life to football, right? There's a reason
100%.
He is where he is and what he's accomplished. But and maybe he wants some love and he wants a life and all of that good stuff. But you made the wrong choice.
Coach the team.
You made the wrong choice,
coach
my guy.
The team. We'll take a break. We'll come back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.